A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemire.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Yes, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and especially the vaccine that has been delivered in Zimbabwe or donated by the Chinese government to the Zimbabwean people. So as we see right now, Joga, it seems as if about 4 people died yesterday of COVID-19, this according to the Ministry of Health. 93 people tested positive for COVID-19. According to the same ministry, there are over 35,000 people that have contracted COVID-19 since March last year. Out of this number, roughly about 30,979 people have recovered and 1,414 have actually died.
Wangu wadio watereri nasi mchirongwa chedu chatino tarisa zuliku itika mwenyika, nekunze kwenyika. Zuliku tarisa neze chirwere che COVID-19. Tishitarisa u mshonga we nomba waka pinda mwenyika na msuwe mvuro. Zuliku tarisa kukutanga kupiwa wanu mangwana mshonga waka vaku China kwa kawani kwa nomba zinukana kuita 200,000. Kana kuti 200,000 ma vaccines akapinda mwenyika. Wangu tarisa wano kinge wachi baiwa kutanga mangwana. Tishizwa kuti vanenge vachida kubaiwa vanobaiwa zvavo, hapana ari kumanikidzwa, ndiyo iri kunzi pachirungu voluntary. Kana kuti tichingati Zimbabwe is launching a voluntary COVID-19 vaccination Thursday, which is tomorrow, with the first phase targeting 22% from the health sector as well as security personnel, Zimura and Agritechs. Ndo vanhu vari kutariswa kuti vanga vachibaiwa kune vanenge vachida zvavo kutanga mangwana. Asi kazhinji vanhu vanotarisira kuti kana kuri kutanga chinhu saizvozvi, panodawo vanenge vari muzvigaro kuti vange vachitora matanho iwayo ekuti vatange kubayiwa, kuitira kusunungutsa vanhu kana kunyeunutsa vanhu kuti vange vachikwanisa kupinda muchirongwa ichochi. Tinozviona kana munzvimbo dzatinogara kana mudzimba kana kupi gives. If a visitor pays you, if you have a visitor at your home, you want to give him a cup of beer or something to eat or drink, you first test him because you are the host. So that's what people are expecting tomorrow, that the government officials, they volunteer in public, and then the rest will be history.
Yes, Chonga, precisely. And what we're looking at today is what is happening in Zimbabwe. We know that China actually donated 200,000 doses of Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine for Zimbabwe. So, as Rwanda, we're going to talk about China selling in Zimbabwe. 200,000 doses. So, siyabona nje kana tese kuti okwenzakalayo ikuti abanye abantu bathi ijekiseni leyi kabasoze beyithathe, kodwa kube labanye abantu bazayithatha. Uhulumende ngokutsho kwakhe uthi abantu bazahlatshwa kuqala ngabezempilakahle, bese kubuya ke abanye njalo abantu bangani ngabezwa kuhle emzimbeni, kuzobuya ke ababalisi labanye abasebenza lozulu. So sikhuluma nje okwamanje ukhanyakazane uhlelo lolu lulakho ukuthi uqale kusasa. Kulabanye abathi kanti indaba uhulumente weZimbabwe engaqalanga wahlaba abanye abantu-ke i-experiment kubona ukuthi ijekiseni le yasebenza kumbe hatshi. So ke kwele China khonangale siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abahlatshwayo, njalo okunye kuhanjiswa e-Egypt, okunye e-United Arab Emirates, lapho kwakutestwa khona abantu i-Sinopharm vaccine lay. So ke sikhuluma ke WHO kayikayi approve ukuthi i-vaccine lay isetshenziswe kumphakathi. So kume njalo, Jonga.
Ndizvozvo, Gibbs. Vakawanda vanoziva kuti mushonga iwewe nhomba uri kubva kuChina kana kuti wakabva kuChina wakagadzirwa nekambani yeSinopharm. Vazhinji vari kubvunza kuti unoshanda here, asi tinobva kuti kune dzimwe nyika sedzataurwa naGibbs vari kushandisa mushonga iwoyo. Tisakanganwawo kuti nhomba yose kana kuti vaccine yose ine anganzi pachirungu maside effects pano nepapo, hazvirevi kuti mushonga wese unenge uchifanira kubva wangoshanda. Saka zvinogona kuitikawo kuti pane mumwe munhu unogona kushanda, pane mumwe munhu usingashandi. Asi vazhinji vari kutarisirawo kuti vachabatsirwa naiwo mushonga wabva kuChina kana nhomba yabva kuChina. Yes,
on the ground we've got Ezra Chizaspanda. He is in Bulawayo. Welcome to the show, Ezra.
Thank you very much, guys. How are you?
We are really fine today.
Ndiri mupenyu, Ezra. Tinofara kukuona muna 2021.
Zvinhu sei ikoko kuAmerica?
Aiwa tinako kuno kwa America chando nekungotarisirwa kuti ma vaccine iwaya akuwanikwa pese pese tichawaniwawo chibaiwawo munguva inotevera.
And so Ezra, what are people saying on the ground there? Can you give us an update of what is actually going on? It seems as if there are some who are saying these vaccines are not good and others who are saying they're going to take the vaccine. So I think go ahead, Ezra.
A lot of people going around in Bulawayo, city of Bulawayo, and some of the rural areas surrounding Bulawayo, so many people are skeptical of getting this vaccine, especially their concern that is coming from China. A lot of Zimbabweans believe China's products, most of them are fake, and they are saying that this disease came from China. And why is China giving it to Zimbabwe for free? They know that even in countries like the Western world, America, United Kingdom, the vaccination is so expensive. All of a sudden, China says 200,000 for free to Zimbabwe. As well as the official from the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe has confirmed that this medication or this vaccine hasn't been tried on humans. So that's why a lot of people are skeptical, because it came out on the local news saying that it's never been used. So they hope it will work. So that's why people are scared.
So we've seen that there have been some trials in the United Arab Emirates and some trials in Egypt and some trials actually in China. So we're still yet to establish how many in terms of numbers those trials have undergone. So we are told there you've got some people who actually want to talk to us. So can we have the people and then we hear what they are saying about this COVID-19 vaccine. So go ahead, sir.
Churonga cho seguru magaliko. Yeah, ndinoga churonga che West of America.
Right.
Chest 2-7.
Okay.
So that we might escape. Right. Imimi Kamonana earlier on. Magadi Mnozvan is it a
Richard
Kalk. Mushunga we vaccine over China Matichi Nezval. Saka mufara kupiwa vaccine mchari chi
kungara ndi kuti zviro zvasano kutanga zvatangira kuso tizo uya kuso kuti mushonga chiwere chino chichiri chinoda chikore ndio chinonya kuchatuma saka ngazvitange kuva kuru zvekuti mushonga wamu tichiona kuteerwa sisani
ino muri kuti usiku huno muri kutotengesa panhamba muri kutengesa chi
ndiri kurinda
panhamba or security. Saka mimi zimuna kura 77 mchirara panze kudai. Hamusi kupinza panjodzi ye COVID.
Wa apana rangwa hinda kuti nabata kuna kaurega ndio atomso. Saka kokenda kuna tono tai tono ngo ona kidoko je ona tuzora na kuda.
Maybe kuti chonga mange mune mvunzere kuna sekuru. Sasa hapa pata.
Ndingangoti kuna sekuru tinokwaisai sekuru muchirongwa chedu. Ndofunga vakawanda vangada kunzwisisa kuti nemaonero yenyu kana nemanzwiro enyu pamusoro pemushonga uyu zvizvikuru zvamuri kuti zvingatyiwa nevanhu nokuti mukuru kana vatungamiri wenyika vanogona kunobayiwa asi imimi semunhu muine zvamunotyawo pache zvenyu zvii zvamuri kunzwa zvinotyiwa nevanhu panhomba iyoyo
mushonga wakanaka tiurambe bhati usakonzera kuti vanhu vase nokuti mushonga uyu ndokwakatangira chirwere kwekuya munyuma afrika saka batiche tishishia kutai hili rai chema cha hisi rai
asi sekuru mwefu nga pane hurumende ingada kupinza wanawe mjozere zokuti inga no utora mshonga unu urai
pe hilo bono pitaka batu awatangu usiki watangu mbomuti nga watangu yesamsi John which I shall go on the same job. Not you go to Tango, better to John Lucas is saying that.
It's not what you go with China, Mshombe, Urukushan, this quarter, at Shona, one water, or to Atombe, and one of America 40 million, which I never. Ndinoona sekuri imi munopinda mchitoro mchitenga kana chingwa kana shuga. Madzima mbuti here kune munhu ari kutengesa tanga wa testa zvauri kutengesera ndione kuti azvura.
Chichitenga chiro tinga chichitenga nechione kuti chinoshida kana ndishi. Yasaya tichishiya. Achandongo tenga kuti ndiye chokushatira ndiye. Saka tinotenga takangawo kuonesa. Kana tanga vaende takaenda ngana ngana ngana. Tiakuno opposition but zvende zvino kutari kuti hai zvakadai zvakadai. Akuno kungotenga kuti aitunze muno ngani upera. Zvino azvinonga isina kunaka.
Nyanzvi dzehurumende sekuru dzakaongorora mushonga iwoyu usati wapinda munyika.
Vakaenda kumadoctor kana madoctor kunyepera. Toda madoctors vehealth vanoziya. Kwete kuenda health kutambudzika kuti munhu unobatwa sei. Toda munhu wakafundira udoctor ndiwo unofanira kuendeyo atarisa. Kungoenda munhu usikazivi wongouswa muti. Usikazi kuti munhu mwiri womuntu wakamira sei. Tera munhu a doctor qualified doctors ndiwo unofanira kuti adini akonzere kuti chozvino anoziya doctors chaiyo. Paikono munhu unokuipula kuti weite usikazivi basa rangu asizvidii.
Aiwa ndofunga zviri kunzwikwa sekuru maita basa zvikuru sekuru.
Thank you, Sekuru. Thank you so much. Kusten Jalo, the Ushel, we love to look at school and want to. Bonosi Silapa, doing Jaffa, we are live. We are live. Street 7. See, what's your name?
Tologo
Sen. Tologo Sen. Mr. Tube, you want to talk to us?
Yes, Mkonanzi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, I see you've got a very nice mask. Did you make it yourself?
No, I just wore it someone.
So tell us about this Sinopharm vaccine. What have you heard about it?
Nothing much. Just that Iyavulala kuphela ikhoso sokuzwisa.
So Iyavulala uzwe ngubani? Iyavulala.
Tekho talk akhiya.
Bathini abantu sele mama. Sele mama.
Hayi, athi abantu baphesheya le bafuna ukuzoqeda thina Africans so that they can take over everything.
So kwa babantu bakhuluma ngapi konoko ku social media kumbe ku radio bakhuluma ngapi mama?
Social media mostly.
Right, akusitheleke wena okusesifubeni sakho. Wena uyezwa abantu bakhuluma kodwa ke wena okusesifubeni sakho kuyini? Sitshele mama.
Hey, la mashwa ni believe ukuthi bafuna ukuzosiqeda. But I don't know why I believe with that. So let's see esaba nje asifuni.
So now, looking at what is going on, you know, in terms of this vaccine, has the government informed you about what is going to happen in terms of vaccinating people?
Yeah, I mean, angezwa much, but I just read it about it. Kuthi isifikile and kumele kuqaliswe ukuvaccine abantu, especially laba ba front line.
So uzwe kuthiwa kumele aba ku front line ngobani?
The majority, I think
99% of my food. Why are you doubting this vaccine?
Because I don't think it's safe for us.
Why?
I'm not sure why, but it's not China things, you know?
Meaning, you don't trust the things from China?
Yes.
So now, but if the vaccine has gone through some kind of, you know, analysis, research, and all those kind of things, would you take it? Would you take the vaccine as the analyze the way, you know?
For as long as the ministers take it first, or president,
so you want the president, the vice, and others to take the vaccine first.
Then you can also
know. Can you justify your argument? Why are you saying that?
Because they are the leaders.
Okay.
They have to lead by example.
As Kate is saying, you see, for example, so when you want to go to Zaitata in Jackson, Lawe, Zaitata,
I doubt people will take it for now. And maybe
we are going to catch Zaitata. Yes, I was a mom, and I was a school. Just a one person, like, for example, I'm a chamber.
So when I have a good corona, was a
little.
So I wouldn't be able to lie.
Yes.
Imagine John wouldn't be able to lie with us.
I'm a student teacher.
Okay. Mm. As you had Jonga and Zimbabweans, especially the people I've interviewed, they are really skeptical. They are scared. They want to see, especially the leaders, the head of state, his vice president, the ministers, publicly taking that vaccine. That's when they can believe, they can trust it. At the moment, when they say it's for the frontline workers and for the ordinary people, they don't want to hear that. That's why they're saying they can't take. I'll try to talk to the officer. I know I'm not violating curfew, it's not yet 8 o'clock. I'm from Masanga to Mamaj. I saw 8, I've been led and I've got up and I'm sorry. As a criminal, I'm a criminal.
So,
this is a gentleman who doesn't believe in this COVID. He doesn't believe it exists. He believes this is something which was planted by the people who want to make money. This is why we are suffering. And this guy is, as you can see, Vajonga atofeka izvi kuitira mapurisa chete. Ane mupurisa mamona chifura panapa. Saka arikucha mupurisa because anozopatara 5,000. Yes, fine. Saka anongoti akaona mupurisa obva ofeka. So, but mupurisa atofura, so now atobvisa futi.
Ngati neimwe nzira here vari kuti hakuna COVID nekuti kana vachingopfekera vaona mupurisa. Vasinga pfeke pavanenge vari undibvunziro izvozvo.
Taura naye.
Bvunzai anogona kushona anogona ndevere zvese.
Taura
naye. Baba, makadii baba?
Tiripo makasimba here wangu.
Aiwa takasimba, munoda here kutaura zita renyu?
Ndozita vengwa zidya.
Aiwa tinotenda vazidya. Tiri kuona nguva inoi nyika iri kundengendeka pamusoro pemushonga wenhomba kana COVID vaccine yakapinda munyika iri kutarisirwa kutanga kushanda mangwana. Panonzi vanoda hawo mavolunteer vanoenda onobaiwa nhomba iyi kubva mangwana. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro peurongwa ihwo?
Zvinhu zvakanaka kwazvo kana vachinge vachibvumirana nazvo vakambozviita zvikava vakazviongorora zvikava kugonera kune vanoda sezvo kana vataura zvakanaka naka kuti kune vanoda zvoreva kuti kune vamwe vasiri kuda mushonga iwoyo.
Imi munowanikwa muchimira papi apa?
Inini ndinowanikwa ndisiri kune vaya vari kumateresis vari kumboona kuti tiri kupapa sei.
Mumboona kuti zvakamira sei kumbotanga mapima hamudi kuedza dziva negumbo.
Toda kumboona kuti ko zviri kumbofamba sei. Unobayiwa kune vasiri kurwara kana uchishanda ngaumbobayiwa kune vari kurwara vari kuzvipatara necovid uporese tora.
Asika kajinji mshonga uyu ndewo kudzivirira kuti imi musange muchizo sazvamakaita zvamuna COVID. Mukamamba iwa mazvidzivirira kubva kutachiwana weCOVID. Saka hamuchafana kunge muchityirwa kuti muchazobatwa nechirwere ichi. Saka ndopa zvakanakira ipa.
Ndimbobvunzawo chef wangu.
Bvunzai chef.
Kune zvirwere zvakaita sana cancer, kune zvirwere zvakaita sana HIV. Wai vasina kumbotanga vaona zvinodzivirira vamba vatanga neiwo. Iwo kuri kunzi kuri kubva mushonga wekuChina kwandiri ndowakatangira chirwere icho chichi. And then vamba vakurume vamba vaona zvezvinodzivirira zvacho.
Asi kana makatarisa tichikura baba, kubva tichikura taingobaiwa nhomba dzakasiyana siyana. Nhomba idzo dzaitodzivirira zvinhu zvakawanda izvozvo. Saka ndo dzimwe chete idzodzo.
Apo tiri kupaona. Tiri kutaura pane izvi nekuti maverengero atiri kuita masanganiro atiri kuita nazvo zviri kunzi it's a chemical yakamwaiwa politically marwiro avari kuita ikarasika ikazonowira kwakati saka nawo yakuaffecta chi nesu saka ndiko kuchaina kwachiko kuku ndiri kunzwa kuti vamwe vacho vabaiwa vafa mona saka kuti tizobhiliva mushonga wacho iwoyo zvinotiremira
yeah. Aiwa ipapo ndapanzwisa vakuru asi ndinotarisira kuti mune ramangwana makawaniswa udzidziso pamwe chete nevamwe vasati vaakutambira mushonga uyu muchange muchikwanisa kunzwisisa makoshero nezvawakanakira mushonga iwoyu nokuti tinoona kuti chinhu chese kana chichitanga chinombotyiwawo vanhu vanogona kutya kupinda machiri asi chakasununguka vanhu vanosununguka kana chikachadzikawo midzi. Saka tinotarisirawo kuti mune ramangwana mune makwanisa kunge muchisununguka muchitambira mushonga iwoyu.
Ya isu hatisi kuramba kana kuti hatisi kuramba kuchizona zviri kubva kuChina tinozvida kuti hatisi kuzvida because mbatya dzatakapfeka tinoenda kuChina kunohodha kuChina bhusu zvese tinotora kuChina zvinhu zvakawanda zvemaradio zvatinoridza it's made in China handiti but pane izvi zvakatangira ikoko zvikazouya kuno nemaonero ati harisi haisi transaction here iri kuitika ipapa
but these vaccines were donated to Zimbabwe for free so there is no money that was exchanged here. I mean that exchange hands saka hapana kana business Zimbabwe neChina takatobatsirwa nenhomba iyoyi 200,000
aiwa chef wangu chandinoramba pabusiness hapana chinonzanzi chakangogadzirwa chikadzirega tinokupa panenge paine business transaction behind hapana zvakadaro handitika ukaona kunyange kupi zvikanzizona ini ndine business ndakuda kupa chi ndoda kunopa maybe chime bhore Zimbabwe ndiri kuuya nezita rangu randiri kuuya naye ndiri kuzoadvertisa
saka imi vakuru mushonga wenhomba wamungakurudzira kuti dai Zimbabwe yawana uri kubva kunyika dzipi pane yese yamanzwa yabuda.
Isu like kwatiri kunokuka zvatiri kuita zvechivanhu zvatiri kunwa izvozi malemon chichi tikora vanhu vese vari kungotinga zviri kuvabatsira saka zviri kungoreva kuti nana gogoedo wakara vachiti ndo zvataingonwa izvozvi izvi on pane zvandakambonzwa kuti mushonga iwoyo wakambowanikwa kune one of the African countries why ivo maeuropean countries vakaramba mishonga iri kubva kuafrica and then isusu zvavo zvavati vagadzira taakumhanyira ikoko.
So Babaziziya siyakuzwa sibili kakhulu. Can you tell people in English that you don't believe that there is COVID? You have said this and can you tell us why, you know?
Ukuthini mntu?
Ukuthi COVID vela iko wena ngubona kwakho vele into nje eyakhandwa ethi.
Hayi COVID into esiyibalayo sonke mnumzana ukuthi COVID ayipo into yakhandwa yachiitwa as a chemical ngendlela yabuya ngayo ngendlela eaffecta ngayo umuntu. I don't believe ukuthi it's a disease.
So when mbona ngani vele umkhuhlane ngona ukuvele.
Hayi mina mbona ngani awu.
Wabantu
bayimela. Ngoba nxa ukona why usiya kwabantu abangani tobala ma underlying diseases and then abangelawo why ungaba attack.
Yeah. So
umkhuhlane into enjalo.
Awabona umuntu ogulayo kumbe isihlobo esesigule umkhuhlane lowo babazisha?
Hayi mina eqiniswe nangingabona.
So ijekiseni leyo ungathi wababazisha sokumele sikujuje sibe sokuthi tshwatshwa mbijani. Hanti uyabe uzifunela wena asithi bahamba ngenkani yokuhlale. So ungavuma yini kumbe ufuna ukuthi baqale betestwe obani bani nabozibani ba?
Hayi mina angeke ngivume angeke ngoba uyazi ukuthi uzuye vuma kufuze uqale ubone ukuthi
Like in a Kulum, which Emaka, Wacholocho, Umba, Ugo Lupani, Upuma just continued to Zanila. Panja, who are sick of my town and good, Abafagi, my master. They don't even know which watch is Corona. Avana, according to Zankona Zanavana, Namashok, a child lockdown. Emma rural areas, they are open 24 hours.
Yes, Tabama Kuluke, Uatu, Sasa, Uspoka, Kuluku Chisa, a Chisa, Tabama Kulum Zana. Thank you so much.
One thing I want to say to you, Baba, we are part of picture. Maybe the last person, I don't know. My phone seems to be having a problem.
Yeah, okay. One last person, yes. One last person. Yes, Liamuza, Baba. Liamuza.
When you want to be?
Bless more chin.
Bless more chin. Yeah.
Ugele wonge kwenzakalayo asiboni ukusebenza kwikorukwe ukuthi iyonivaccine yabe sibuya kucorona esingayiboni.
From your understanding of the vaccine, why are people scared to take it? Do you believe that because it's coming from China, if it was coming from United Kingdom or United States, will people take it?
Ah, no. It's about itself, the vaccine on itself. It's something that people don't understand actually how it is going to work, especially when it was never been tested. Maybe human trials here to consider the validity of it being useful to us mostly, because we had it arrived on Sunday, and today it's Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday, they are starting to vaccinate people.
But then
there no trials.
So I mean, can I tell us about what you are punishing? More
to whoever who might do that, it's on himself to choose for that. But my encouragement to anyone else, if we are living like this, it's better be the same to live like what we are living like.
So I mean, we just say, Murutoraji.
In Zimbabwe, or the people who are hospitalized in Zimbabwe, are all people from urban areas. When you go to the rural areas of Zimbabwe, we are not getting all these reports. We are not seeing people being buried from Kai, from Chipinge, from Torashanga, from Plumtree, or coming to town suffering from the coronavirus. I don't know why, but maybe it doesn't reach the rural areas, it's only in urban areas.
Yes, thank you very much. As a Jesus Banda, Sir Tabakuru Utungende, Konapaki Usel. So now he's a Konapo Chisa, and ask you a little bit. Yes, so Jonga, can you chip in there? I think we've got a problem with Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Quite. You know what, Gibbs, from what I gathered from people who spoke with Ezra and we spoke with you on the show, that skepticism, they are afraid of the unknown. But in South Africa today, we saw President Cyril Ramaphosa and his health minister getting the jab publicly. Mm-hmm. And I think that gives or instills confidence in the public And that is what many of the people that Ezra brought to the show were saying. They're saying, if the government officials can do it, then we can join in.
Yeah, which means it's simpler done that way than government officials be on the sidelines.
Yes, so you, know, it's like you are that soccer team's supporter. Yes. You know, aging from the terraces, telling him, no, go on him, get rough.
That's right.
But yeah. you are not in the field. You are not involved. But you are aging someone to hit someone or do whatever, you know.
That becomes problematic. Yes. So, yes. Ezra Chisa, I think we are back. So, can you hear us right now, Chisa?
Yes, very faint, but I can sum it up. I was talking about the rural areas of Zimbabwe. You heard what I said?
Yes, we heard that. Yes, we heard that. So, do you have maybe one last person?
As you see, the city is clearing up, is getting empty. The curfew will be starting at 8 p.m. So, a lot of people have left the town. They've just gone home. So, we have spoken to a lot of people gone home.
Yes, Ezra Chisa, thank you so much. Do you have one more person, or maybe the people have gone? So if you have one more person, we're going to talk to the person.
Thank you. People have gone. All you know how it is. You saw the police woman there patrolling, is already going to stand by the corner up there.
Yes. Sorry, I think Ezra got cut off. Chonga, come in, though.
Yes, Gibbs, I think it's now time to bring in, if we have an expert who can help us, because people are not sure whether this helps, this vaccine helps. And from what Mr. Zijga was saying, it's like he himself is not going to be part of the first phase, second phase, third phase. He says he will be sitting on the fence until he sees it's safe to go down.
Yes, we are still waiting for Mr. Nyashanu. He was in, but I think he got cut off. So can you tell him to rejoin so that we can continue on the show? So Zurunda Balabage siyaxoxa labantu abachiyeneyo. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke nge-COVID-19 ukuthi singani idla ubhedu sibili, kodwa ke isingconywana kwele Zimbabwe. Xa sikhangeleke ukuthi abantu bazahlatshwa kuyahamba njani, sibona ukuthi ke kuthiwa kuyaqaliswa ngamadokotela, kubuye abongi labongikazi. Kuzobuya ke labantu abalemkhuhlane enjengabo diabetes, enjengabo cancer, leminye etshiyeneyo. So sibone ngazani khonapho ke kuthiwa xa sokuqedwa khonoko sokuyangena ke abanye abantu abanjenga abantu asebeluphele labanye abatshiyeneyo. Kuzangena ababalisi labantwana besikolo kukhanya ngazani lakho kungayenzwa njalo. Kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi khona manje ele Zimbabwe line 200,000 doses eze COVID-19. Evela khona ngale COVID-19 vaccine, evela khona ngale kule China. So I think right now we're joined by our guest, that is Dr. Matthew Nyashanu. So welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for having me. How are you, Dix?
No, we are very fine. Thank you so much. So it seems some people are very skeptical about the Sinopharm vaccine. So why are people so skeptical about the vaccine? And do you know how the trials have gone right now?
Yes, I think the people have all the reason to be skeptical about any vaccine that comes. That is very common, with the history of public health. However, in the case of Zimbabwe, with the vaccine from China, there are some certain concerns that I think myself as a public health expert would ask several questions. The questions that I will ask the government of Zimbabwe is, do they have a completed record of the trials that were run by the Chinese, by the company that is producing that vaccine, which I know there is no peer-reviewed process that have actually been undertaken to show the effectiveness, the dangers of this, which means people are very skeptical about it. South Africa, which is actually using a vaccine, they are using vaccines that has gone through a peer-reviewed system. They are using the Pfizer, which they have taken off because it was not effective against the South African variant, and they took the Oxford one, which they say is more effective. If you look at these vaccines have underwent several stages to make sure that they are clear, they are not a danger to the people. Taking a vaccine like the one coming from China is putting a nation in danger. Why doesn't the government of Zimbabwe go for the Pfizer or the Oxford or the one from Russia that has been peer-reviewed and its effectiveness is known and its safetyness have actually been proved? This is the problem that we have with the government of Zimbabwe, which is actually out to get a donation, but you get a donation that destroys the life of poor people. It is very unsafe and dangerous in public health to try and use a vaccine that has not underwent all the required stages of safety. We know which ones they've gone through. We know which ones are very safe. We know which ones. We don't know how many people died. We don't know how many people are going to die if they take that. Why don't you buy the Pfizer?
Asi, Dr. Nyashano, don't come to them from Bachelor and Sunday Sangum Funzongo Tanga.
Aywa, Paganaka Nimire.
Chanashita kubunza Dr. Nyashano ndisho kuti Zimbabwe isiri yoga nyika ya panisa kunge ichiwana mushonga kana nomba iyo kubva kuChina. Kune nyika dzakawanda ana Peru ana Hungary nedzimwe dzakatowanda vari kushandisa mishonga iyoyi. Saka kunge usina kunge waongororwa nevamwe vana mazvikokota kunze kwevakaongorora kuChina ikoko. Zvingataisa here mushonga kushanda nokuti kunogona kuti mumwe anoti akaiwa ini handisuda hangu kuti munge muchiongorora mushonga wangu asi unoshanda.
Unogona kunge uchishanda mushonga asi chinhu chatinenge tichifarira kunge tichiona panoshandiswa mishonga inozopiwa vanhu. Tinoda kuti vanhu zviiswe pajekerere, vanhu vaone vese. Sii iwewe uchida kungozoya nemushonga wakaisa muhomwe, wamushonga wekuda kunoisira mudoro mumwe munhu here. Vanhu vese vakanga vaita mushonga vekuRussia vakaita mushonga vakati tinomisa papeer review, hamuna uroyi umu, tarisai kana muine uroyi mutiudze. VePfizer vakadero kana muine uroyi, tarisai. VOxford vakadero, zvikaonekwa kuti aiwa, uyu uri pachena. Zvino kana wangoya nechibhuku chako uchingoti imwai doro racho rinodhaka, asi handidi kuti ringe richipihwa vanhu pachena. Ndo zvinenge zviri kunetsa.
Tataura neyo chatine vateereri vatati navo vanga vari pasi apo tichitaura navo Dr. Nyashano vanga vachiratidza kuti vari kutya kuti vanga vachipinda muchirongwa ichochi vachiti vakuru vehurumende vatungamiri vehurumende vakapinda vakawana mishonga iyoyi kana vakabayiwa nhomba iyoyi sekutanga kuriita mangwana kana sezvaonekwa muSouth Africa kwataona vaCyril Ramaphosa vachibayiwa vakawanda vari kuti aiwa izvo zvakaitika tinopindawo muchirongwa zvii zvamungataura.
Inini zvangu ndichitarisa nezveutano izvozvo zvekuzoti mukuru abayiwe, inini ndinoti bayiwa chinhu chiri kuzikama kuti chikazobayiwa chero vanhu havaende pakashata. Unogona kubayiwa uri mukuru uri kumberi ikoko iri poizeni. Saka inini chandinoda kunyanya kuti titaure nezvacho ndezvekuti tengai mapiritsi kana kuti majekiseni akanaka asingaurayi vanhu akaenda through kuti akavhenekwa nemadhokuta akatarisa. Ngatiregei kuti chinhu chichiri kugadzirwa chatisina humbowo hwakakwana kuti chinoshanda, chinouraya vangani, chinorapa vangani, tatomhanya taapamberi isusu. Ndo vanonzi maguinea pigs kuti tambeva dziya dzoshandiswa kuti dzionekwe kuti jekiseni iri rinoshanda here. Ngatiregerei kuisa nesheni yedu ipapo. Ngatitengei izvo zvatiri kuona zvichinzi aiwa izvi hazvina zvakashata mazviri. Izvino kutiza kutenga vari kuda zvemahara. Ukatora chemahara unowanawo chakashata. Hakuna chinhu chemahara chinopuwa chakanaka.
Ndimboverenga Dr. Nyashano zviri kubva kuvateereri. Pane mumwe atianonzi munhu mudzingwa. Hanzi asika vari kuti mavhaksini aya haadzivirire kubata utachiona asi kuti anodzikisira marwadzo marwadziro chete utachiona ichokwadi here?
Inini handisati ndichiri kuverenga nezvevhaksini asi kana ichinzi vhaksini handizivi dzimwe nhambo mudzingwa. vanenge vamboona havo kuti vaverenga zvimwe zvinhu zvacho handisandapedza kuti yakamira sei. Asi ichinzi vaccine, inini sekufunga kwangu ndeyekuti kana munhu aakunobatwa nechirwere, vaccine inobatsira kuti chisauya chakasimba. Kune vamwe inotobatsira kuti havasi vakatobatwa nechirwere, chinotovadzivirira zvichienda negenetic makeup yawinayo iwewo kuti muviri wako wakamira sei. Saka vaccine ndeyekuti kana zvava kuzouya zvisauya nesimba. Ndokunda sekutaura kwaari kuita kuti vaccine inodzivirira marwadzo kana kuuya kwesimba kwechirwere, hairapiba. Ende ndinopa ndinoona vanhu vachizobvunza kuti changai marapa nhingi. Aiwa, hairapi vaccine. Basa revaccine nderekuti ndibaiwe ndisati ndabatwa nechirwere, ndobva ndagadzira aya anonzi maantibodies kuti kana chirwere chouya pandiri chero chikandibata, chinondibata chiri mild. Ina handizodi, handizokwani, handizorari pasi kana kuti handizozodibati.
Some are saying any vaccine is better than no vaccine. That's the bottom line. In terms of efficacy, we will only know once it has been used. We do not know until it has been tested in our own settings. This is a because even the Oxford the vaccine, at least that is here in South Africa, I said, I would say, no, 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 no.
Aiwa, efficacy yakatopitwa kare. Ukaona vaccine yakunzi yaacceptwa. Ya inenge yaitwa inonzi peer reviewed. Ndofunga vanhu vazhinji havazive kuti mavaccine anogadzirwa sei uye zvanoitwa matesti sei. Marandomized controlled trials akatoitwa thousands and thousands of people vakatestwa against mavaccine akaita sePfizer, seOxford. Ikatoonekwa kuti iri safe zvakare. Kutotengwa neSouth Africa, South Africa itoshandisa evidence yakanga yanyorwa ichibva mupeer review, ichibva kune vanhu vakagadzira, zvikaonekwa kuti yakanaka, ino haina madangers. Hakusi mukaona vaccine ichiuya isati yaitwa peer reviewed, isati yapedza matrials, ndo vaccine yakashata iyoyo. Sevaccine iri kupiwa nechina, hapana pandatindaona pachibva iri kunzi yakaitwa peer reviewed. Hapana pandaona, asi ndiri kuziva kuti matrials vari kuita matrials. Kana mapedza nezvematrials, munofanira kuisa kune vamwe vanhu vasiri interested parties, vasina kunge vachigadzira mushonga uyoyo, kuti vatarise voti regai titarise, tutarisa chakati, tutarisa chakati, mushonga uyu wakanaka. Saka waa kutozoya kunana Zimbabwe vachitenga, hakusisina kuti muri kuedzaiwa, maakutorapwa. Asi kune vamwe vanogona kunge dziri mbuku kana vanhu vanosvinuka vanouyisa mushonga usati wazikanwa kuti unorapa here kana kuti haurapi. Vaakutoda kutoita matrials muZimbabwe. Hakuna trial inoitwa uchiti unorapa vanhu uchidaidzira vanhu. Trial usati wapinda mutrial unosaina fomu kuti kana ndikafa what is the indemnity iripo. Iye zvino vanhu vari kupindwa mutrial pane zvinhu zvisati zvatinga zvine efficacy yazvo. That's very dangerous.
Good.
So what's your advice to Zimbabwean authorities about this vaccine?
My advice to the Zimbabwean authorities is that they should actually buy vaccines that have been proved to make sure that the nation of Zimbabwe is safe. Remember, Zimbabwe is undergoing a lot of economic problems. A lot of people are living with chronic conditions. And for you to bring a vaccine that has not been peer-reviewed, a vaccine that has not finished all the tests and verified, and you want people to come and take that vaccine, why don't you buy the Pfizer that we know it's safe? Why don't we buy the Oxford or the Russian one? Those have underwent all the required standards. One of the things that the government should put into their minds is that people should be protected from dangerous vaccines. There are several dangerous vaccines. Many people are trying vaccines which we do not know whether they are effective on humans or not. And for them to just take several vaccines which they don't know whether they've got an effectiveness is quite very dangerous. And the government should not go for freebies, but should learn to spend money on vaccines that have been proved. several dollars are being, there's a lot of money laundering going on in Zimbabwe. And that money, if it was put to use, they will buy the vaccine. We do not have a very big population, 14 million. Those people can be vaccinated within 60 days. If people were using their money, we have got billionaires in Zimbabwe who are working in a country which does not have money, and they are actually going for freebies, which they do not know the safety, because they are avoiding to buy the Pfizer. They are avoiding to buy the Oxford, which is effective. So they want to put the people's lives on the line. In public, those are bad ethics. And I urge the government of Zimbabwe to use their common sense and buy vaccines that have been already proved and protect the nation of Zimbabwe. This is not politics.
Thank you.
It is not politics. It is about the lives of people.
Thank you very much. We are also joined by Mr. Skombozo Mlalazi, who is an independent social and political commentator based in the UK. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir. Yes, tell us when you're going to call this phone in the Akongova. Uzwakale lukatshana kakhulu baba Mlalazi.
Yebo baba. Ngizizathu ukuba ngiyadrive baba njani
khona. Hayi siyaphila. So wena uthi kumele kwenziweni ngevaccine le?
Ngithi abantu bona travel for Africa. Mina bona ngilalela abantu bakithi bekhuluma nobaba u-Dragisa. Ikontinye abantu bakithi sibhali bakadube ngoba kungananzelela. Mina ngiyihlabile i-vaccine but mina ngihlabele abathi Pfizer. But abantu bayara ngama-genetics abathube ukuthi kuzoba namakethi ayenzakala ebantwini bakithi abantu bamnyama ngoba izwe elifana neZimbabwe inhlupho kakhulu eyiyo ebulala abantu indlala ekuhlupheka kanye i-COVID-19. I-poverty ibulala abantu bakithi more than i-COVID-19. Ngabe i-China so general ngabe iqale ngokuthi bantu beZimbabwe sinikeza ukudla, ifake imali, igcwalise imali emabhenki eZimbabwe kanti ukuthi idonate i-COVID-19 within a space of a year, sebedonata i-vaccine engekho tested. I think bona ama-trial. And enye into futhi engifuna ukuyibuza ubaba udokotela ngazi ngoyasiindebele ukuthi amadokotela angaka, ama-universities amangaka, lama-laboratories angaka e-Africa abakoni yini ukuthi zaphinge-pose ukuthi bona they are just numbers. Bona batraineni kanti ngasozikwanisi ukuthi bayenze i-vaccine ekuthiwa yi-African vaccine ezosiza i-continent ye-Africa. Ngoba khona manje abantu be-Africa sesiyizinyamazane inkomo inkomo ezisiyotileyo semahlangene akuna asisena protection because ama-professionals there. Now they are now exposing themselves with the clueless about what is happening in the world. Why can't they develop their own vaccine, which is going to be a protection to amongst nationals of African countries? That is the question that I want to pose to my honorable doctor there.
Yes, thank you so much. And you can mute your button there so that he can respond to that. So I'm happy that you are also joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Mr. Dube, how are you?
No, I'm very fine. Sorry, ngujumile kancane kodwa ke ngiyakwazi ujalo ukubuya nje. Izwe sokuchisa enkundleni lapha ngathi ngacabanga ugolide. So it seems now we've got Dr. Mathieu Nyasano who is saying that the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine from China is not good for human beings. So he's saying that these are trials. So these trials are being done clandestinely by the Chinese and Zimbabwean governments. So he's not happy with the whole thing. So what could be your reaction to that, Babuchu?
Well, the first thing that we must bear in mind is that all vaccines that we're talking about are vaccines that are known prior to this pandemic. So most of them are on trial basis, and they are being tried. And the good thing that we know and allude to is that we've got so many other countries, including the United Arab Emirates, that is also partaken of the same vaccine from China. And we've got other European countries that have done the same thing. And we've got China itself that has been doing that. It has been doing clinical tests and everything like that. So we are not going to come out here and want to pretend to say that we've got a perfect solution to this pandemic that we face. It's going to be trial. And that's the most important thing, that as long as we are willing to keep on trying. And we also face with a virus that is changing its variants as well. As you know, right now in South Africa, they've got the 501 V2 virus now, which was not the original virus that started when this whole thing broke out in Wuhan, in China. So it's always going to be a trial. And I don't know why we must have a problem with such kind of a scenario. And if trials are not proving to be effective, then things are stopped. I know in Australia, there's one vaccine that was being tried there as well. And when they were trying it, it was actually producing HIV cells, which would make somebody then come out to be HIV positive, yet they are not. And they've now sort of discontinued that because they've said that that trial is going to take another year for it to be really conclusive and probably get rid of that HIV proponent. So these are trial things. And I don't think we should really be having a problem with that. What we should be talking about in Africa is that why as Africans are we not producing our own vaccine? Why are we not coming out with all these great minds that we have? We've got scientists here, we've got a lot of people fully that should be actually developing our own vaccine in Africa. That's what the argument should be about. That's what the base should be about. That's what the urging of government should be about. We should be urging our government to say, instead of going and buy vaccines from China, from England, from America, from India, let us use that money to produce our own vaccine as Africa. Then that would be a point to talk about.
Yes, so there is Choga.
I think Dr. Nyashano wants to respond to that. Dr. Nyashano.
Yes, I want to respond to what my learned friend is actually talking about. I'm so startled when you talk about when he talks about trials. Has this been given to the Zimbabwean people that you are doing trials? There is a difference between vaccinating a community and doing trials. And when trials are being done, there is a clear protocol in public health. People are protected, there is insurance. And then if this Chinese vaccine is on trial, the Zimbabwean people who are being invited without being examined by a doctor first so that they are fit to get into the trial, this is a scandal from the government of Zimbabwe. You can't do that. For safety of people, if it is a trial, there are protocols that should be followed. And these protocols are meant to make sure that the people who are going to be involved in the trials are safe. They've got to go through several stages. They've got to be registered. There has to be insurance. In case things go wrong, these people should actually be paid by that company which is actually doing its trials. And there should be a consent form, an information sheet. Not to just invite people that we have a vaccine to protect you. That's very dangerous. And this is why I am saying that if a vaccine has not been proved, or this vaccine, according to the information that I have read today, is in its third trial, and it's now being vaccinated in some communities, which is very dangerous. You don't do that in public health. You can only do that if you are not concerned about people, because we do not know the side effects. The 60 people who are participating in Saudi Arabia are people who are on trials. And these people have gone through several stages of getting in as participants. Going back to what we should be talking about, to say our own scientists in Africa should be producing a vaccine. Yes, that is a very novel idea. If that novel idea is not only supported by word of mouth, you don't produce a vaccine when you do not invest in research. When you do not have any laboratory, people are busy laundering the money. They have not built any laboratories. There is no research going on. And you expect me, because I'm a doctor, I should come up with a vaccine. It is not only the mind of the person who is learned to produce a vaccine, but that is supported by a complex of other things that are needed. Research is an ongoing process which should be supported by large sums of money, and it cannot just be started from a bureau. So what lacks in Africa is the investment to support research. They, like in Zimbabwe, you think the doctors in Zimbabwe are going to produce a vaccine? Where would they produce it? From a bureau in Mbare? That should be something that sends people laughing. Indeed, the government should actually invest in this. Universities should be given loads of money to do some researches. People are just saying, because you're a doctor, you should actually produce it. There's much more. A doctor is one-tenth of what is needed to produce a vaccine. That should be supported by a whole lot of other things. So you cannot talk of trying to produce a vaccine when you've been eating your money like you are being chased, and you're not even building any research base. Universities are just buildings. There are no grants that are given to universities.
Thank you, Dr. Nyakana. Thank you so much. Mr. Chuma, your response.
I can hear the good doctor is very tired indeed. He's making some points, yes, that in Africa we've lagged behind in terms of supporting research and stuff like that. But you see, here we're talking about a specific virus that just came upon us without notice. And everybody, the whole world, is in a panic state, and we're trying to come up with a vaccine that will probably ease the burden that they've been brought upon by this pandemic. So this is definitely going to be a different situation. But yes, we should be having bodies like the AU, SADC, and all the other African bodies that we have. Now, learning from this mistake and learning from this occurrence, to say, as the way forward, let us have this research basis, whether it's African, not even as individual countries. No, we can do it as Africans and come up with a solution where we say we've got ongoing researches, we've got ongoing proper laboratories properly funded by even the AU as a body or SADC as a body, and helping member states and stuff like that. And then we invest money into such a kind of collaboration. That would definitely go a long way as Africa. Then we would also shy away from this argument of saying, hey, they've come to want to kill us and stuff like that, because at least it's our own vaccine, it's our own people that have developed it. We'll have developed that kind of a vaccine that will be requiring at that stage. But like I was saying, the Chinese the vaccine that we're talking about so much now, I don't know, maybe it's the head of China as a country or the partnership of China with Zimbabwe or something like that. I'm not aware. I'm not quite confident with the actual dilemma there. But what I'm saying is that this thing also went through its trials. Before it came out of China to start coming out of the borders of China, the trials were already done. But now, what is the problem is, here we have a second variant that has just come up, the South African one, which was not even prepared for, even that AstraZeneca one that was bought by South Africa. If you remember very well, when they bought it and they took it to South Africa, they only discovered that, no, it will not work with this new variant that is now taking a place in South Africa.
Yes, now...
It's the same thing that we face here in Zimbabwe as well. Because
thank you.
Our borders interlink, so we're bound to have that same barrier, and that is where the question of this vaccine being effective or not being effective.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, thank you very much. I know that Dr. Nyakana wants to respond. I'll give you 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
South Africa bought the Pfizer. It is the Pfizer that is not very effective against the variant in South Africa, but they've changed and they've bought the Oxford, and the Oxford is found to be effective.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyakana. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Mente Nyakana, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, and our reporter, Kesa Chisa Spanda. Sending office gives you in Maryland saying for that Zimbabwe.
And I'm John Gakandemi, Rin Chitmura Zakanaka,
Thank you.